Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Betts with Joseph Sternberg of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. This is CBS Eye on the World. Nigel Farage. This is a very friendly, agreeable man, a talk show host, a man who could glide through a television appearance and then go to the pub and bend his elbow and chat happily. He was in my studio once, and it's amazing. He's got a gift. Well, that gift right now is on the North Sea, according to a photograph in the London Times. Nigel Farage writes the headline, Royal Marines Should Take Migrants Back to France. Now, this is not an idle fringe party. According to the polling, the Reform Party, which is Nigel Farage, is approaching the expectation that they have for the Tory party, now in power for 13 years and about to be the opposition, maybe. Joseph, what's he doing on the North Sea? What is this message about the Royal Marines?
Well, I think a key issue that is emerging on the right for this British election is immigration and the fact that the ruling Conservative Party for the 14 years that they've been in power have struggled to get a grip on immigration, and particularly illegal immigration crossing the English Channel. And what is so clever about Farage's strategy on this and his latest statement about just sending them back to France is, you know, like many insurgent politicians, he has this real knack for zeroing in on things that mainstream politicians do and say that voters find so annoying or head-scratching. And so on its face, it seems like such an obvious point. These migrants have crossed many safe countries if they are genuinely leaving wherever they came from out of fear. There have been other safe places that they have encountered on their path to the UK. Why can't the UK just send them back to those places? And you contrast that to the Conservative Party government, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's plan, which you and I have discussed before, John, to fly asylum applicants to Rwanda to process their claims there. And the Farage solution starts to sound a lot simpler. Now, I mean, would it practically be possible? Would France accept these migrants? But probably not, which is why the Tories haven't suggested it. But it's a political gambit that I think is very cleverly zeroing in on voters' frustration with the fact that the Tories have not been able to solve this problem for 14 years, and basically asking the question, why have you guys not done the simple thing?
So that's the English Channel, not the North Sea. It all looks blue to me, and he's out there campaigning. Okay, now, is there more to the Reform Party? Because they're doing very well in the polls. Have they got some idea about growth? Do they talk that way, Joe?
I think what's interesting about them compared to a bunch of other insurgent parties on the right side of the political aisle in Europe is that they are more free market and more Thatcherite. So if you look at Reform's election manifesto, their platform, they're basically promising we will get tough on immigration and we'll cut taxes across the board to try to stimulate business investment and help small businesses. So this is very different from what you get from groups like Marine Le Pen's National Rally in France or the Alternative for Deutschland, AfD in Germany, where it's we will control immigration and also have a big welfare state. And so what's intriguing is that the reform is competing against the Tories, both on immigration, which has always been kind of a vulnerable point for the Conservatives, but also on more free market Thatcherite economics, which should be a strength for the Conservatives, except that they have completely abandoned that ground over the past 14 years.
And Nigel Farage representing what sounds to me just straight up conservative politics. Is that not available in the Conservative Party anymore? Cutting taxes for growth?
What he has zeroed in on is that there is an identity crisis in the Conservative Party. And so there is definitely a Thatcherite wing that supports tax cutting and thinks that the solution to most of Britain's problems is going to have to be productivity and economic growth. But then there's also a big government wing of the party, which believes in things like net zero and climate action and a generous welfare state and all of that sort of thing. And I think that basically what he is arguing is that Britain's party of the right needs to combine immigration control with an economic growth agenda. And if the Conservative Party won't do that, he thinks that Reform UK could.
About a week to go till the election, I believe. It's on July 4th, an unusual day to choose an election for the United Kingdom. And right now, the polls look to be closing between the Tories and Reform. Is that misleading, Joe? Because you vote constituents, you don't vote nationally. So is the polling determinative that Reform could pass could pass the Tories?
Well, I don't think that anyone is expecting that Reform is necessarily going to win a lot of seats in Parliament. And I think that Nigel Farage has been reasonably modest about the predictions he's making about how many parliamentary districts they will actually win in this first-past-the-post system. But it will still be a seismic political event if you look at the vote totals and discover that Reform has come very close to the Tories or has even exceeded the Tories in terms of the total vote count. And I think that how they end up performing relative to each other is going to have a big impact on the tenor of British politics over the next 5 years.
Joseph Sternberg, he's in London watching the election. July 4th is the date. And Nigel Farage's Reform UK, that's the formal name of the party. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.